With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Montana House has endorsed a new measure that would charge some hospitals in the state more than $13 million to pay for a three-year expansion of a voluntary preschool rating program. The House voted 72-28 today for a bill that contains what lawmakers are calling a, quote, temporary hospital community benefit assessment to be charged to the state's 14 largest hospitals until 2019. But Kalispell Republican Derek Skies says the proposal sounds like a backdoor attempt to pass Governor Steve Bullock's failed $12 million preschool grant proposal. Hamilton Republican Nancy Balance says the new hospital-funded program is separate from the governor's plan. Montana residents may not need to use passports to board domestic flights next year after all. The State House and Senate today passed a measure to give residents the option to buy a driver's license or identification card that complies with the federal Real ID Act. Federal officials notified the state it would not be granted any more delays to comply with the 2005 anti-terrorism law. That means state-issued driver's licenses would not be accepted at federal facilities and starting next year as identification to board flights. The legislation authorizes the State Department of Justice to borrow up to $4.6 million to issue Real ID-compliant cards to those who want them. Residents could choose to keep their regular licenses and use passports to board flights. The bill now goes to Governor Steve Bullock. Lawmakers wrapped up day 85 of their scheduled 90-day regular session today with no agreement on a bonding package. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, key lawmakers sat down this morning with the governor to talk about what could break the impasse.
Possibilities. That was a subject between lawmakers and the governor to reach the 67 votes needed in the House to pass a bonding bill. Monday's attempt to vote again on the House's leaner version failed to reach that threshold by 10 votes. Afterwards, House Speaker Austin Knutson said the ball was in the governor's court. At the conclusion of the Tuesday morning meeting, Bullock said the ball is back in the legislature's court.
And if there's a list that gets us to 67 that Democrats actually think are a decent idea, so we don't bleed on that, then there's reason for discussion.
Among the bills put on the table were those dealing with abortion and charter schools. House Minority Leader Jenny Eck said if those bills were part of the deal, the Republican majority would lose Democratic votes, which could doom bonding. Between the House floor sessions, Knutson met with some Republican colleagues in his office. He said while nothing had changed by mid-afternoon, he still thinks an opportunity exists to reach a deal on bonding.
I have a responsibility to my caucus. There are members of my caucus that want to see this pass. My personal feelings aside, I feel like I'm duty-bound to try to make something happen for those guys.
The three bonding bills languishing in the House would issue bonds to fix public school buildings, pay for major water projects, three higher education buildings, and help the Southwest Montana Veterans Home break ground. Neither political party in the House has enough votes to pass a bonding bill by itself, and the clock is ticking toward adjournment. Knutson said he's not ready to throw in the towel.
Everyone's panicked about time, but I actually think we've got some time left on the play clock here.
Saturday is the official last day, but either chamber could vote and call it quits beginning Thursday. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. U.S. Senator John Tester has introduced legislation to permanently ban new mining in an area of Montana just outside Yellowstone National Park. The Montana Democrat says responsible natural resource development is an important part of Montana's economy, but the doorstep of Yellowstone is one place that should be protected. Tester's proposal would withdraw federal mineral rights on some 30,000 acres of public land in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest just north of Yellowstone. The Obama administration had placed a temporary two-year ban on mining in that area late last year. Two gold exploration projects are proposed on private land in the same area. Tester's bill would not block projects on private land, but officials have said large-scale mining could be difficult if it's prohibited on adjacent public land. State environmental officials have cited a construction company working on a wastewater improvement project in southwestern Montana for dirtying the Gallatin River beyond what its permit allowed. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the Montana Department of Environmental Quality sent a violation letter to J.R. Civil last month, saying water from the project was exceeding allowed turbidity levels. The company was also cited for failing to collect water samples and craft an adequate dewatering plan. The department's Christy Pinozzo says the problems hadn't yet been resolved as of last week, and the agency will issue another violation letter. An engineer for the project, Kurt Thompson, says the company is done dewatering in the area where the problems occurred, and he doesn't expect the violations to delay the project. A tax on medical marijuana is now on its way to the governor's desk after passing out of the House this morning. Corn Cates Carney reports.
A signature from Governor Steve Bullock is now all that stands in the way of a tax on medical marijuana providers becoming law. The proposed tax on gross sales would start out at 4% in July and drop down to 2% a year later, funding state regulation over the industry. Mary Cafaro, a Helena Democrat, is the sponsor of Senate Bill 333.
The 4% tax was an amendment in the Senate, and I supported it. And the reason is because the 4% tax is enough to set up the system. And that's common practice. Industry pays for their regulation.
State lawmakers have debated how to regulate medical marijuana since its expansion was approved by voters in November. Cafaro says the new state regulations on the drug will include seed-to-sale tracking of all medical marijuana, meaning the state will be able to see who grows what plant and which patient buys it. The regulations also call for lab testing for the drug and inspections of provider shops. Cafaro and other supporters of the bill say Montana needs more regulations if this industry is going to survive and provide safe medicine. In 2004, the state first approved medical marijuana, but without significant regulations, leading to lawmakers effectively dismantling the state's medical marijuana program in 2011, which was upheld by the state Supreme Court last year. Cafaro says Senate Bill 333 will provide legitimacy.
So the point of the bill, again, is to make sure that Montana has a regulated system so the feds don't come shut it down.
Marijuana remains illegal federally. Legalization was tolerated by the Obama administration, but new U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is widely regarded as hostile to marijuana. Opponents of the medical marijuana regulations passed in Senate Bill 333 say it goes beyond what voters asked for when they voted to expand medical use on last year's ballot. The House passed the bill 68-31. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.